I'm Stephen. I'm 15. I go to Parenthorn High School, and I came to Manchester Museum for my work experience just because I like history and I think it's interesting.
And I'm Lorna. I'm 15. I'm from Astley Sports College, and I picked Manchester Museum for my work experience because it gives me an opportunity to see what kind of jobs I could do within certain fields.
Our chosen sort of thing that we wanted to discuss was jobs in the museum. And first of all, we decided what jobs we'd like to do within the museum. I'd quite like to be an assistant in the vivarium because I can't remember what the curator's name is, but he gets to travel around the world picking up all these live specimens in all these exotic countries like Brazil, and he's got desert monitors and stuff. But on top of that, he gets to work in the museum as well and just do the everyday sort of feeding of the animals and handling of them. And it's just seemed really interesting.
And for my ideal job within a museum would probably be something to do with the photography. So I'd like to travel, say, to Egypt or to somewhere in reference to the zoology department and, like, photograph certain specimens, so it shows you the rarity of certain things. And it also gives you a lot of scope for other, like, aspects of photography within the museum.
Yeah. We were surprised at the range of jobs within the museum as well. Like, there's people who market the museum, like advertise things and stuff. And the visitor support assistants are just the people in the galleries, and they're not just people in galleries sort of patrolling and making sure that you don't tap the cases or whatever. They actually do have an in-depth knowledge of what's going on and what's in the collection, and they know, they can link one object to another. So if you ask them a question about something, you might not quite expect them to know the answer, but they will know, and then they'll be able to link it to something else that you might be interested in, and they can tell you a whole story about the object and how it was acquired or what it means to them or what it means to someone else. And they've just got stories and factual knowledge, and it just blows you away.
I mean, yeah, there's like other jobs as well. So there's also the media department, so things like this. So the videos that you see as you're walking around, especially the one named Maharaj, the elephant. The videos there, it was filmed in a space within the museum, and people have the jobs that relative to that, and that's all they do. But it's like everything comes together and it helps the museum. There's also like the finance department as well, because like every place, business, company, whatever, it needs the finance, but they're all behind the scenes and they don't really get enough credit.
Yeah. When we first arrived, we got asked what the museum was for, and we just thought, well, it's a museum. Obviously, it's like sort of education, and it wasn't boring, but like old-fashioned, but not in a boring way. But then since we've been here for a week now, it's changed our idea of what the museum's for, and like we know that it's there to educate, and that's sort of its primary aim. But then it's there to inspire as well. Like all these little kids have come in today for the education roles, and I was helping in one of the discovery centres, and they were like inspired by all the animals, and they were asking questions, and they didn't want to know like the child's name. They wanted to know the scientific name for an exoskeleton or an endoskeleton, and they wanted to know what kind of type of spider it was, and they wanted to know what that rock was or how much it was worth or how they could get a job in the museum. And but they were also having fun as well, like they were trying to work out what the bones were for, and it was just good to see that happening.
It's good to see things like that, because, like you said, you look at a museum, it's a big old building, you think, you just assume it's completely outdated, but specifically here, they're always trying to improve, and like the museum, and they always try to meet the needs of the public. And like you said, within the education department, you come in, you just see these kids, they walk in thinking, oh, this is going to be completely boring. Then they go and they handle like ancient Egyptian objects and things like that, and it's just a case of enjoying themselves, and like they completely, it shows how much the museum tries to benefit everyone. And like if you come along to the museum, it's always a good place to be.
Yeah, all week we've just been asked, how could we improve this? And they really want to get your ideas of what you want and what you'd like to see, because they're interested and they don't just want to have all these dry, dusty cabinets full of random objects and sort of with these little clips of what they are. They want to know what they mean to you and stuff, and it's just interesting to see how museums have sort of changed from like when it was set up. Obviously it was just quite a rich thing, but now they want to include everyone and make sure that you know what's going on, know what feelings you've got about the objects, and it's just really good.